Hi, this is Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and you're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Come on, y'all, get funked up, get sold up, get on down with the sound of the town.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity, whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish? Try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Support comes from
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Airlines, Mother Nature,
books and music,
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
publicradio.com. United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio.
National
Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books and Music,
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
.com.
Public
Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Ink to Me. That's Ink to Me Scaling.
National Public Radio.
And INKTOMI.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business
Radio.com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. Should be tips,
public.
Soil amendments and mulches.com.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.
Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan and Mary Udell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Tune in to the WGXC 10th anniversary and celebrate 10 years of your friends and neighbors making radio with you and for you. The WGXC 10th anniversary pledge drive is from February 15th to February 28th, 2021. Visit our website at wavefarm.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to become a sustaining supporter at just 17 cents a day or $5 a month. Please help us make sure Creative Community Radio stays on the air for another 10 years. Call now, 518-697-7400 or visit our website, wavefarm.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
On each show, invited guests will be asked to discuss a number of items that they intend taking with them on their Catskill Cabin getaway. As we discuss their chosen items, it is hoped that you, the listener, will enjoy getting to know that person a little bit better.
Today's show will spotlight the 10th anniversary pledge drive. WGXC is community radio, and shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations depends on support from listeners like you.
So 10 years, Andy.
10 years. A decade, Mike.
A whole decade. Now, Catskill Cabin Conversations is not 10 years old. We are not yet celebrating a 10th anniversary, but we are 7 years strong and going, I believe.
Yeah, I think we're in our 8th year.
Yeah. Yeah, so, since 2013.
So when we started, the radio show was a toddler.
Yeah, a toddler. Still in its youth.
And now it's going strong. But the reason why we're doing this pledge drive is because we need people to continue to help it maintain its strength by giving and generously to the station and pledging your allegiance, if you like, by giving becoming a sustaining member.
You can do that by going to wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400. You know, WGXC is committed to providing community access to the airwaves and serving as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. And listener contributions are an essential part of this operation, and it's a lean operation. And we hope you consider WGXC an asset to your own quality of life and of importance to the communities we strive to serve.
Now, Mike, 10 years ago, I was thinking about this before we actually came on air, and I was thinking 10 years ago when this station started, there was loads of great music, but sadly there was also a lot of great artists that left this world. And I thought what we could do is we could maybe pick some songs that would help us remember some of these artists that left us in the year that the station was born.
I think that's a great idea.
So one of those great artists was Amy Winehouse.
Ah, yes.
Girl from Camden, London. She became part of the infamous 27 Club, being great artists that died age 27. Guys like Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain,
Jim Morrison,
her. What's that other woman's name again? Oh Lord, won't you buy me?
Janis Joplin.
Yeah. All died age 27, and unfortunately, as I say, Amy Winehouse left us in 2011. I think it was July 2011. Yeah. So I thought I would maybe dedicate this song to her. So the death of Amy Winehouse, but the birth of WGXC.
Shame, oh shame, babe.
That was Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXC Acra. That's 90.7 FM. Right now, we are in the midst of the 10th anniversary pledge drive. WGXC is community radio that relies on support from listeners like you. And even $5 a month works out to be 16 or 17 cents a day can make a huge difference to the station. You can donate online by going to wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400. And your donation will help to keep shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations going.
No, Mike.
Andrew.
Remember 10 years ago? Hurricane Irene.
Oh, do I ever.
That was one of the most intense storms, probably the most intense storm that I've ever experienced.
It is the most intense storm, that I have ever experienced personally, yes.
Yeah. Well, I was living in the mountain, as were you.
Yes.
And I was living in Jewett, and you were living in...
Well, actually, that year, I had just moved off the mountain to Greenville. So... You would think, you know, being in the mountains, you would be sheltered from floods and storms.
Yeah.
Being in a high place. But it is the opposite, because the mountains act as funnels. And they catch the rain and they funnel it down to the low areas within the mountains. And it compounds the problem.
Alluvial fans.
Yes. Very nice.
Alluvial fans, Mike.
Yeah.
Look it up, boys and girls.
Sounds very geological.
It is. So that was a very hard time, Hurricane Irene, and that happened, as I say, in 2011, 10 years ago this year, and the station was just probably about to be born.
Yeah.
Amidst all of that pandemonium. Now, I have a quiz for you, Michael.
Okay.
About hurricanes. Now... What do you know what the biggest and most destructive hurricane, where it was in America?
In United States history, the most... Hurricane Katrina.
It wasn't, actually.
No kidding.
It was in 1900.
Okay.
It was the Great Galveston Hurricane.
Okay.
Apparently, between 8,000 and 12,000 people died.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the deadliest in U.S. history.
Terrifying.
Do you know other names for a hurricane?
I don't think that I do.
Yeah, you do.
Hurricanes. A tempest?
No.
Well, can't be a tropical storm, because that's a
yes.
different... Well, but that's a different type of storm, though, right? Like, it's a downgraded hurricane is a tropical storm.
And a typhoon?
Okay, yep, typhoons.
And a cyclone.
Yeah. And is that, do you know if that's a regional thing? Like typhoons are in Asia?
I think it's different. Different areas are called different things.
Yeah.
So a typhoon is the same thing as a hurricane, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing with Irene. By the time it had gotten to New York, it had been downgraded to a tropical storm, I believe. But it just dumped so much rain and the winds were so extreme. I remember looking outside that day. I think it was it a Saturday that it hit or a Sunday? Maybe it was Sunday.
I think it was a Saturday, yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. And just looking outside and the trees were like bending sideways in the wind. And you know, part of my flashing up near the roof came off, like blew off, and you know, things that never happened.
And you know, so many little towns were cut off. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, people lost their homes, people lost their businesses.
In some cases, literally, like bridges washed out, roads washed out.
People were injured, and I'm sure a few people died and maybe lost pets and stuff like that. And, you know, just tragic, you know.
2011. Yep, 10 years ago.
One more question on hurricanes, Mike.
Okay.
What is what size? I'll rephrase it. The eyes of storms,
yes,
can be between 2 miles and 2,000 miles wide. right? But what's the average size of the eye of a storm?
I wanted to say 10 or 20 miles. I'm going to go with 15 miles.
About 30 miles.
Oh, okay. Well, even bigger.
Yeah.
That's a big storm.
And apparently, in the eye of the storm, it's relatively calm.
Yeah.
But at the outside edges of the eye of the storm, that's where the strongest winds are.
Yes.
So.
Incredible that, yeah, in the midst of all that, you can have some serenity.
Yeah, you'd be sitting there smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer in the eye of the storm.
A cow flies by. You can see it.
Oh, look, there's a truck.
And, you know, people, listeners, you can take shelter from the storm when you tune into WGXC. And you can keep stations like WGXC going by going online to wgxc.org/donate. Or by calling 518-697-7400, especially now during the 10th anniversary pledge drive. You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXC Acra, that's 90.7 FM. Today we don't have a guest, but we're talking about 10th anniversary stuff.
Yeah.
In particular, what was the world like back in 2011 when WGXC was just getting started?
I wonder if there's any shows that are still on the go from day one. We must be up there, Mike, in terms of longevity.
Some of the veterans.
Yeah, there's only two years have went by where we didn't have a show.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, 2.5.
Yeah. Yep.
So
one of the older programs. And we're thankful to our listeners for sticking with us and for supporting the station. And
yeah.
And they can continue to support by calling or going online and making a donation. And no gift is too small. No gift is too large. Every little bit helps. And, you know, community radio is informative. It's intelligent. It's stimulating. It's broadening. And, you know, in terms of WGXC, we're really all in this together, and we can't do this without you. You know, we can't have shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations. Go online, make a tax-deductible donation today.
Now, see, when the station started up, there was a tremendous heat wave.
Oh, okay.
July heat wave that year was unbearable.
Jeez.
And, you know, I can just imagine all these people setting all the stuff up, sweltering in that big building. Because at that time, they probably didn't have any,
central air conditioning units.
Air conditioning units at the time. So they must have been sweating.
I'm sure.
Just imagine Lynn trying to get everything set up, sweating, you know. I mean, she's an old woman now, you know. So
yeah, she's going to appreciate that.
So do you know who else happened in 2011?
What's that?
Unfortunately, the world lost Steve Jobs.
Yes, that's right. That was a tragedy. He was the co-founder of Apple Computer. With Steve Wozniak, and a pioneer of the personal computer revolution in the 70s and the 80s. You know, up until that time, computers were basically in universities and labs, and they were huge. And, you know, these were some of the first guys, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and Bill Gates, that said, you know, yeah, we can put these in people's homes. And at Apple, they had the Apple I personal computer, the Macintosh.
I remember those small, tiny Apple Macs, like the early 90s. They were like tiny, small things, and then they made like colorful ones, and it started to revolutionize then, you know, the Apple Mac, because they were seen as the weak version of the Microsoft.
Okay.
Or the, you know, and only a few people had these tiny little Apple Macs.
Sure.
They were all in one type things, and then took off.
Yeah, in elementary school, we had a computer lab with Apple computers, I believe, with, you know, the floppy disk drives, with the legitimate, you know, huge black floppy disks. And I can't remember what their storage was, but it was something silly like 50 kilobytes or something, which today it's like, congratulations, you can fit a one-page Word document on there. But I remember going into these computer labs and, you know, the big computer with the floppy drive and also the black and green monitor. You know, the big beefy monitor, it was only black and green, not even color.
Yep.
And we had simple educational programs and word processors and
some of the games were, you know, I remember people saying at the time, you know, when I, some game became better looking than another one. Oh, great graphics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and now it's like, this stick figure is marginally better and that it has a hat. And you know, Steve Jobs, he was raised in San Francisco, attended Reed College.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it's got to be good.
Yep.
Too good for Steve Jobs, apparently, because he dropped out within a year. And then he traveled to India, 1974, seeking enlightenment. He studied Zen Buddhism. Anyways, but that's before Apple. And then, you know, so he is one of the founders of Apple, ended up being forced out in 1985, but then was brought back as CEO in 1997. And I vaguely remember that, I think, because my dad was telling me that, I remember hearing in the news that he's like, oh, Mike, you know, this guy, Steve Jobs, he helped to found Apple and the company was struggling, almost bankrupt in 1997. And he said, oh, they brought this guy back. And he's also one of the founders of Pixar, which was Pixar animation, computer animation that was becoming popular at the time. And when he came back, they started their Think Different advertising campaign and they developed the iMac, iTunes, the iTunes Store, Apple Store, the iPod, the iPhone, the App Store, the iPad. And it's just this whole suite of software and hardware and services and markets for purchasing apps and things. And a lot of this stuff stems from his leadership and thinking outside the box and kind of dreaming big. In terms of 2011, with his unfortunate death, his sister Mona Simpson described his death as follows. Steve's final words, hours before his death, were monosyllables, repeated three times. Before embarking, he looked at his sister Patty, then for a long time at his children, then at his life's partner Laureen, and then over their shoulders past them. And his final words were, "Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow." And he died on October 5th, 2011. Now, I don't know what he saw over their shoulders, but it must have been pretty good. Yeah. Those are some pretty...
Jesus, we like a G5 t-shirt. Yeah.
So one day when I go, I hope that that's what it's like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. We're in the midst of our 10th anniversary pledge drive. Now, you can help us by donating up to or beyond $5 a month, which is works out roughly at 17 cents a day, which is tax deductible, incidentally.
That's correct.
You can give us a call on 518-697-7400. Or you can donate wgxc.org/donate. Now, Mike, I know I'm sounding morbid by bringing up artists who left us in 2011, and I know we're talking about Steve Jobs and stuff like that, and some of the things it could be perceived that we're talking about is kind of macabre, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're just trying to celebrate these people and celebrate the end of something great, but artists have left us things in their past, left us something for us to enjoy going forward, and also the birth of the station. But one artist that did leave us was Jerry Rafferty. He died in 2011. I'm trying to see when it was he died. He died on the 4th of January 2011 of liver and multiple organ damage caused by alcoholism, sadly. Now, Jerry Rafferty, a lot of people were probably thinking, who's that? I don't know who that is. But if you've ever watched the movie Reservoir Dogs and you see the guy cutting the guy's ear off.
Oh, yeah.
That song in the background is Jerry Rafferty stuck in the middle with you.
Uh-huh.
Right? So Jerry Rafferty had a major role to play in popular music. He was part of a band called the Humble Bums with Billy Connolly. I don't know if you know who Billy Connolly is.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian and Scottish actor. Jerry Rafferty, he's a Scottish born. He was born 10 minutes from where I grew up. in Paisley where my brother and my nephew and my niece stay at the moment, my brother and his wife. So a great guy, great artist, incredible songs that he created, ended up joining a band called Steeler's Wheel. And while part of that band, he wrote this song.
Thank you.
That was Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. That was a good one.
You like it?
Excellent. It's a classic.
It is a classic, yeah. You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXE Acre. That's 90.7 FM. WGXE remains committed to providing community access to the airwaves and serving a public platform to inform information, experimentation and engagement. Listeners' contributions are an essential part of this lean operation. We hope you consider WGXE an asset to your own quality of life and of importance to the communities we strive to serve. Donate online at wgxe.org/donate. Pledge by telephone 518-697-7400. WGXE 90.7 FM is a creative community radio station based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Hands-on access and participation activate WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation and engagement. Listeners' support is vital to the station's survival. Community radio is informative and intelligent. The community radio station is stimulating and broadening.
Any donation would be awesome. 17 cents a day, $5 a month, turns out to be $60 a year. Any little bit is a tremendous help.
Yeah. Do not have that pizza tonight. Do not buy those cigarettes. Do not feed your children.
Wait, it's it's 17 cents a day. You know, we're talking about...
That's the kids' meal costs in school per day, is it? No, 17 cents.
Oh, I don't know.
35 cents or something.
Yeah, I don't know how much. but oh my gosh, no, I mean, it's a very small amount.
It is a very small amount. You know, if you're going to be a sustaining member for $5 a month, you know, it's not that much money.
Golly, if you live in an urban area like Catskill or Hudson, you might be able to just walk down the sidewalk and find your daily pledge sitting there. You pick up a quarter, pick up a couple dimes.
That's right, exactly.
And just run by the station. Just
throw it in.
Throw the money right through the front door.
Yeah.
Here's your 20 cents. Thank you.
That's actually more than five a month, because 17 a day.
That's right.
Is five a month. But if you throw a quarter in the front, everybody, throw a quarter in the front door of WGXC and you're pledging more than five a month.
Boy, if that actually happened, I don't know if Lynn and the station managers would be furious with us or elated.
Well, at least we're getting money in the door.
Yeah, that works out to be $7.50 a month if it's a quarter a day, roughly, times works out to be about $90. So that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's really something.
Yeah. Now, song time, Mike. Now, I think we should play another song.
Okay.
And this next song is from a guy called Gil Scott Heron, right? Now, this is a fantastic song. Now, this song, Gil Scott Heron, is considered by many to be the first rapper or MC ever, right? The first rapper ever. He's an American soul and jazz poet, musician and author. And unfortunately, he left us on 27th of May.
2011.
And he will forever be in our hearts for this next song.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised.
revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That was class. That was Gil Scott-Heron. R.I.P. Gil. Died in 2011 as the station was born. You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations and WGXC Acra. That's 90.7 FM. Today's guest is no one. We are doing a pledge drive. And we are discussing things to do with the pledge drive. Please support community radio by donating online at wgxe.org/donate. Pledge by phone 518-697-7400. Again, donate online at wgxe.org/donate or pledge by phone 518-697-7400. $5 a month, a sustaining amount, 17 cents a day. That's all we require. It's tax deductible. Get to it. Now, Mike, what's next?
Next, Andrew.
I know.
Yes.
Do you know what else happened in 2011?
What else?
There was a Japan disaster.
Ah.
That to me only feels like it was like 5 years ago.
I was, you know, you're talking about the Fukushima disaster.
Yeah.
There was,
and I remember watching it on TV going, oh my God.
Massive earthquake and tsunami.
Yeah.
And you're right. It seems like it should have been only a few years ago, but it was in fact March 11th, 2011. The Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. There was a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Right there on the coast. And they designed it pretty well in that when there, if there was an earthquake, the reactor would divert to diesel generators for electricity. It's an odd thing in reading about this, the idea that an electric power plant would need generators to power itself.
Yeah.
But it did. In particular, the cooling pumps. Mm-hmm. Nuclear reactors, you know, you have all this radioactive metal that gets really, really hot, and you have to cool it and manage it. Otherwise, it melts down. And basically, you know, I took chemistry in high school, and the way that the teacher described it was you have this pile of uranium or whatever the metal is, and it just naturally gets hot. because it's radioactive. But it's kind of set up in like a block, basically, with holes and spaces in it. And as it gets hot, you're cooling it, but there are also like graphite rods that can get dropped down in, and that it helps to slow the reaction. So, you know, a nuclear power plant is trying to manage this radioactive metal and prevent it from literally melting down, getting so hot that it just turns into this molten radioactive mass that just starts melting through the earth. So what happened there was the power plant sensed the earthquake, went to diesel power. Sweet, easy peasy. And then the tsunami hit, flooded the generators, wiped them out. The cooling pumps no longer worked. And there was, in fact, a meltdown and hydrogen explosions and spewed radiation into the atmosphere. So that was a tough one.
So is the area still deeply affected?
It's recovered. You know, people are back there. Actually, if any of the listeners have Netflix, they've brought back the Unsolved Mysteries series on Netflix. And I used to love watching that when I was a kid, Unsolved Mysteries.
My brother was scared of that.
The guy
that introduced the host. Show and all that.
Yeah, so good. But they have a whole episode on the Fukushima disaster and how there's been an increase in paranormal, like, ghost activity, because there were many, many deaths associated with the tsunami. And Japan has a spiritual culture and history and a lot of honor with those who have passed. And so it's a good one. It's a really fascinating episode to check out. But yeah, that was all the way back in 2011.
Amazing, eh?
Really amazing.
Now, you said March, right?
Yes.
March 19th
coming up
marks the first anniversary that I had to leave my office because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You know, permanently.
Oh, man. We're coming up on a year.
Coming up on a year.
Of this, the kind of the lockdowns associated with the COVID pandemic.
Yeah. And you know, and I think like many businesses, many institutions, many enterprises, you know, WGXE is affected by COVID in that many people can't come to the station, record the show, and a lot of people had to adapt to doing shows in their home or in different places. And, you know, so now more than any time, pledging to help the station is vital.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know that a lot of people listening may be affected by COVID themselves and that they're furloughed from their job or they've lost their job or whatever. But if you haven't, then now more than any time, I would say it's important to try and think about this organizations such as WGXE who could benefit from $5 a month to help, you know, be a sustaining contributor and to help the station continue going during these tough times.
And you listeners, you can support WGXE during this 10th anniversary pledge drive by going online to wgxe.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400. Listener support is vital to WGXE's survival. You know, WGXE is community radio. It's informative, it's intelligent, it's stimulating. You get to listen to shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations, where we have on guests both local and from far away to talk about the songs and the items that they would take on a Catskill Cabin getaway so that you get to know that person a little bit better. Please keep shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations going by donating as much as you can today. You know, I wonder if you're talking about the COVID pandemic and the lockdowns, the quarantines. People have had to find new ways to spend their time,
mm-hmm.
even if it's simply, oh, geez, you know, I'm working from home now. I don't have that hour round trip commute anymore. You know, I wonder if folks have gotten into, say, like professional wrestling. And I wonder, in part, you know, you're flipping through the channels. Hey, you know, maybe they loved it as a kid. Like when I was a kid, I used to love watching it. And I used to love watching, you know, Randy Savage, Macho Man Randy Savage. And actually, he died in 2011. 10 years ago.
Macho Man Randy. How old,
that's right.
How old was he when he died?
You know, I don't. He was something like 54 or something.
Wow.
He wasn't that old.
No, I see.
And Randall Mario Poffo was his name. 6'2", 237 pounds. He was actually signed by the St. Louis Cardinals and sent to the minors.
Really?
Yeah, to develop his skills. And when he was younger, he would train by hanging a car tire in the air and would just whack it with a baseball bat. And apparently this would strengthen his hands and help to ensure that he was using his legs during his swing. But he started wrestling actually in 1973 during the off season, when he wasn't playing baseball. Do you know what his first wrestling name was, Andy? Can you guess?
Right, nope. So right now his name was Randy Savage.
The Macho Man, Randy
Macho
Savage.
Macho Man, Randy Savage. The Hulk.
It was the Spider. And that's interesting because he appeared in the first Spider-Man movie featuring Tobey Maguire.
Really?
He was in that movie. That's right.
Ah, interesting.
And, and in June 1985, he signed with Vince McMahon. And prior to Vince McMahon, apparently, as he's been quoted as kind of describing, in the old days there were wrestling, Vince McMahon describes them as fiefdoms all over the country, each with its own little lord in charge. Vince McMahon comes around, you know, he says, of course, he had no allegiance to those little lords, and he created the World Wrestling Federation and now World Wrestling Entertainment. He really gained traction. I got a quiz question for you, Andy. Who was the wrestler that really made it popular with Vince McMahon? The American Wrestling Association hired this guy. And a clue would be due in part to his popularity with appearing in Rocky III. Who was that wrestler?
Hulk Hogan.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
That is correct. Well done. Can you dig it?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I was going to say Hulk Hogan, or who's that other guy that was like the Undertaker?
Yeah, the Undertaker. That's right.
You know, I saw wrestling on the TV the other day, and they're like wrestling, and they're doing all this stuff, you know, all this exhibition stuff, doing, you know, like pantomime stuff, you know, coming into the stage, into the ring, and, you know, falling out of the ring and all the rest of it. There's no crowd there.
Yeah.
And it just looks odd, yeah. You know, because it's such a sport where you need the crowd there.
Yes.
You're pandering to the crowd.
Yes, you're right. It's complete crowd. You know, that's something I've never really considered before, Andy, but it's totally true. Professional wrestling doesn't really work if you don't have a crowd, because it's all about pandering. It's all about doing something dramatic and then looking to the crowd for approval, or looking to the crowd for a reaction.
Yeah.
And without that,
all booing and hissing.
You know, like a football game, a baseball game, any sports like that, participating is the fun.
Yeah.
And then if you're a professional and you have fans cheering you on, maybe that's the icing but on the cake. But yeah. Professional wrestling, that's tough.
Yeah, it must be. They must think it's odd as well.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, that's the world we live in now. Now I'm gonna try and sing a couple of songs, man. You can tell me who you think they're from, right?
Okay.
And these were the two of the most popular songs in 2011, probably playing in the background while they were setting up the station. Mm-hmm. All right. We could have had it all, rolling in the deep.
Oh, that's Adele.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Adele.
Yep.
Now, what's this one? Baby, you're a fire.
That's Katy Perry.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Actually, Biden really played that song. Well, the fireworks were going.
Oh, that's right, after the inauguration.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Katy Perry. Those two songs were a couple of them. There was a couple of others, you know, but you got the moves like Jagger. You got the moves. I don't know who sang that. I think it was Fergie or something.
Okay.
And then there was another one by Bruno Mars, but I don't know how that went. Now, we've got one more song we need to play.
during this 10th anniversary pledge drive.
Yes, and this again was another gentleman, an English guy. Actually, no, he's no English. He's from Belfast, right? And he was a fantastic guitarist. He unfortunately left us on the 6th of February. So it's nearly to the day his anniversary of his death. His name is Gary Moore. And the song is called Still Got the Blues for You. Fantastic song. It used to play in a band with Phil Lynott, who died, unfortunately, in 1986 of a drug overdose. But the name of that band was Thin Lizzy. So Gary Moore, fantastic guitarist. This is homage to him.
Used to be so easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known. Time after time, so long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy. Still